What are you seeing here in spring, April 2022? Are you noticing a few more outbursts and stuff from people just losing it at work?
Oh my goodness, are we ever? We have to say that anxiety disorder, anxiety levels are at an all-time high. It is the most common mental struggle right now. We've had 2+ years of anxiety and unknowns. And right now, what we're finding is a lot of this has been building up. Individuals, they're weary, they're tired, and they're kind of at that tipping point. We're seeing more despair. And when you have so much anxiety for chronic, I mean, it's been chronic, here's what happens. You either isolate more, hide away, and things do grow worse, or you may find yourself, I call it low impulse control. You find, oh no, I suddenly did something that I probably will regret. I either say or do something. The Oscars was a really good example of what could happen, but we're seeing it every day in smaller ways. People are reaching a breaking point.
You talk about anxiety. A lot of people perhaps don't put anxiety and move it on to lashing out, whether it be violence or yelling or something like that. How does a person make that transition? Is it something that's clinical, or is it just underlie with some type of people? Why does that happen?
Well, if I haven't dealt with the anxiety well, let's just acknowledge we've all been through this. We've all been through this together, and we're still walking through it. But perhaps I haven't coped well. Maybe I've started a secret addiction. Perhaps maybe I'm secretly drinking, or I'm misusing prescription drugs, or I'm overeating. So I've come to a place where I need to, I call it mood modulate. I want to change how I feel. And I do that through ultimately, it's kind of self-destructive behaviors. So that's what's happening. And those behaviors don't work. And we will reach a breaking point. It's just different personalities handle those breaking points differently. Some will act out towards others, verbal or do things, and others will turn it more inward. So it's that back burner anger, frustration that's been there for so long. There's a lot of distrust out there. I don't know who to believe, what's true. And when there's distrust added up with unknowns about our future, you've got an anxiety problem in our culture.
Do you have to be that type of person? I mean, is someone is someone more likely to lash out? Are they just waiting for something to happen? And are you seeing more people essentially get into that category, if you will?
I think we are seeing more. And what we're seeing here at our facility, the Center of Place of Hope, we're seeing more seeking help because they're kind of surprised. They're not coping well. They're surprised by what's going on in themselves, and it's concerning them. Maybe depression's in there as well. They realize, man, I've kind of developed some addictive behaviors, and that's not working really well. My anxiety's high. I'm irritable all the time. My sleep isn't good. I'm waking up during the night in a cold sweat. My heart's racing. I'm gasping for air. It's like you're having a panic attack while you're sleeping. You know, we do have, by the way, sleep disorders, which go along with anxiety. Sleep issues can really make all this experience even worse, because sleep and mental health does go together.
Well, I'm a morning anchor, so I don't want to even talk about that.
Yes,
I work
yes.
some insane hours. We're talking with Dr. Greg Jantz, author most recently of The Anxiety Reset. You mentioned some things there, Dr. Jantz, about, I guess, self-recognition, things that are going on that you know about. What about other signs that other people can notice in perhaps a coworker who could be a little bit on the edge?
Okay. So that's good to look for. Should I be concerned about my coworkers? Are they a ticking time bomb? Are they going to go off any time? Okay. Well, we're going to look at how are they handling conflict? Are you seeing an increase in just constant irritability? Are we seeing them pull back and even become more isolated and reclusive? They're like no longer a part of the team. The burden is weighing heavy on them, and they maybe seem a little bit like an outsider. We also may notice unusual, just absent behavior. we may notice coming in late. Just the normal rhythms seem to be disruptive or disrupted. We also may see they seem different in their ability to handle stress. Maybe things that you're noticing that they normally would get through on their work list, they're just having a hard time keeping up with the normal routine. Those are just a few things to look for.
That brings us to certainly some solutions for okay. this type of behavior. How can we, you know, maybe we recognize that in ourselves. It is sometimes difficult to talk to other coworkers because we're not their boss. We're not their psychologist or doctor. Maybe we're overstepping the line, or maybe they're a good friend of ours and we do know them fairly well. How can we help and how can a person safely release some of that stress?
Yes. Well, by the way, we always want to, if we have a concern about somebody, a loved one, coworker, we always want to begin a conversation by saying, you know, I really have enjoyed teaming with you, working with you. Start it on a positive. I've noticed a few things. Is it okay to share them with you? Okay, so I asked for permission. I've noticed a few things. Can I share them with you? You kind of don't seem yourself lately. Is something going on that I could be of help? I really do care about you and our relationship. So give them an opportunity to share. But we're doing it in a soft way because this is a coworker. It's somebody that you see every day. Probably, and you do care about them, but you have noticed something. So it's a soft, honest, caring approach, and open the door. And, you know, maybe the initial time they go, no, I'm fine. Just had a couple rough days or something. But, you know, you may want to say, well, can I check in with you later? Just keep the relationship alive and keep it in a caring way. Now, there's other times where things get out of control, where it requires a little stronger intervention. And there's some times where sometimes people make a complaint with the HR department about somebody, you know, things get a little tough because the tenseness and the hostility is there and it requires a greater intervention. I don't want us to get to that point, but sometimes that does happen.
Right, right. We're talking with Dr. Greg Jantz, author of 40 books, most recently, The Anxiety Reset. I'm Brett Recamp on Beyond the Headlines. Let's say we have had one of those moments, Greg, and something has blown up. We're not going to talk about that HR portion that you mentioned because that's not your specialty. But as you talk about people and their feelings and their anxiety and the underlying reasons, perhaps they did lash out in the first place, whether it's myself or a coworker, what do we do now after something heavy goes down?
I think we always want to show care and compassion. Keep the bridge with the relationship. Can I have lunch with you? Can we go out and have coffee? Set down outside the work environment and just have a personal connection. That's so important. And one of the things that's, sorry.
That's real life. I don't mind. No problem.
Yeah. One of the things that we may want to look at is, hey, are you seeing anybody? Are you getting any other support?
How do we know the time's right? If I could just jump in, and when you say have a conversation, do you want a cooling session to happen? Is there appropriate time? And you already mentioned maybe the environment might not be at work, but do you want to cool off or wait too long or what?
No, okay. If there was an incident that happened and it made everybody uncomfortable, maybe there was an anger outburst. I'm going to say pause. And maybe it's going to be a follow-up later in the day or the next day. We don't want to, when things are real intense, it's not the time necessarily to problem solve, but we do want to follow up with the person. And we need to also recognize maybe they have really, maybe the chronic anxiety, the chronic stress, because we all have a breaking point. And so I'm saying compassion. And you'll know, are they willing to talk about it, willing to get some help, but keep a bridge built with that person. You know, we all take our turn with something, so be careful about harsh judgments about another person. We need to recognize they could be going through a really tough time.
That's a great point for sure. How about little things that bother us, provide anxiety? Throughout the day, you might have had something you don't want to hear. I don't know, whether it be a boss or constructive criticism, what have you, and that turns you into, you know, spins you into some kind of behavior and discomfort, and you're like, where did that start? So how can we take small steps to reset our stress level and throughout the day and maintenance and try to be more consistent throughout the day?
Well, it's going to sound funny at first, but one of the things I want you to do is look and see what's going in your mouth. Okay. When you're stressed out, you tend to not drink water. Water improves mood. Water improves concentration. You got to have and keep the water going in you. I know this sounds basic, but I just talked to a guy this week. And he goes, I think I'm averaging 13, 14 cups of coffee a day. And I go, you know, that's not going to help the stress, but we fall into these patterns kind of subtly. And over time you go, wow, I'm really overusing this, whatever it is. Are we getting protein in the morning? Are we caring for our body's needs? We've got to fuel the brain. A lot of times when things happen, people are exhausted. They have not been sleeping. They're not eating properly. And so we need to go back to some basic self-care. I also think going outside, doing a 15, 20 minute walk, taking a break is really, really important. And maybe you're drinking some water while you do that, but keep movement going. If you find your environment stressful, I think it is time. There's times where it's time to step outside. It's time to stretch. It's time to breathe. Watch your breathing, because sometimes your breathing goes really shallow when we're under stress and we don't even realize it. So these are some basic things, but when we're stressed out, we forget to do the basics.
Yeah, great, great stuff. As we talk about, unfortunately, sometimes people blowing up at work and it's the result of other things. So Dr. Greg Jantz, what about for someone who might truly struggle with anxiety and panic attacks, might be further along on, you know, in this,
yes,
in this, they might have struggled with it. They might be clinical or diagnosed, whatever, however you want to describe that. What about someone who experiences panic attacks?
Yes, and untreated anxiety can lead us down that path of panic. Panic attacks is a way your body is saying, I've had enough. And your body, it's a physiological reaction. People go, I feel like I'm going crazy. No, it's your body. Your body's telling you something. And you may feel like it's a heart attack. You get blurry vision. You start sweating. You feel like my heart's pounding. I've worked with more folks who feel like, man, I thought I really was having a heart. I thought I was dying. And it's a panic attack. So one of the things is it takes a little bit of time, but we have to retrain the body. And we've got to deal with some of that stress inside. Number one, it's not your mind and you're not going crazy. And a panic attack always subsides. It may be 10, 12 minutes or the average, but pause, let it pass. It will pass. It's super uncomfortable. It's kind of scary, but it passes. Okay. But then you need to look at what's my action plan. One of the things that's super important, you've got to get some physical exercise back. And we also have to get kind of some body chemistries readjusted. There's times where to help us just kind of stay steady. There's times where we need to look at, what I need to do. Is there a medication that can be helpful? There's times where that really is appropriate, but I don't want that to be the only thing you do.
And that's probably a much longer term treatment and conversation.
Indeed.
Really, really great stuff, Dr. Jantz. So I could probably visit with you all day, but we won't keep you all day. We're in extraordinary times, aren't we, coming out of this pandemic? And my guess is in your practice, you've seen, unfortunately, more of this than you have in recent years. Is that the case?
We're absolutely. And all mental health providers. Now, we're a facility where people come and they're here and they stay. And so we're seeing folks sometimes when they're at that breaking point. And my word would be is there is hope. If you're experiencing any of these symptoms and maybe 3 months have passed, it really is time to take a look at it. Anxiety and chronic stress kind of takes you down a road ultimately where you don't want to go, and that feeling of despair. So my words of encouragement is take some action steps. Maybe it's some baby steps, but do something today. And I do see people recover. This is intense times. And a lot of us, things happen and we grow weary, and that's a normal response, but we can't stay there.
Excellent. Dr. Greg Jantz, anything else we haven't talked about you want to make sure and say?
Oh, just that there really is hope. And I get to see the other side. I see the suffering, then I see people who their lives are restored. And we've got to face, don't avoid anxiety. You have to face it. You walk through it, is what you do. You walk through it and you will grow in confidence. You'll grow in boldness. You can do this. And there's help available when we need it.